The Israel Report with Roly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene, I'm so glad that you're not on strike.
I'm never on strike, nor have I struck anybody.
Well, that's good. We were just saying that Bafana hasn't struck anything either in a while, but that's a different story entirely. Yes. Going on to strikes of a different kind completely, the U.S. wants a U.N. vote today on the Syrian chemical strike.
Well, this is very, very important, and we do know that the United States, especially with the new ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, well, she's not so new anymore, is really, really shaking things up, and they plan to call for a vote today on a proposal for a new inquiry into who is responsible for the use of chemical weapons in Syria after the reports of a chemical attack on a rebel-held town. President Donald Trump warned Monday that there would be a big price to pay for the suspected attack over the weekend. And we want to know exactly what that big price will be. He also mentioned that all options are on the table. So I think we could possibly see a two-pronged attack, one at the United Nations in terms of a resolution. In fact, he has appealed to the 15-member Security Council with a revised draft resolution to establish an international inquiry, which the United States had suggested on the 1st of March. And I think we could possibly see some kind of military action. We saw it months ago with the first strike, and we understand that with the terms all options are on the table, it means that we could possibly see another strike.
Yeah, certainly will be interesting. And interesting to see, I'm sure there will be a potential Russian veto as well coming out of that. So interesting to see where that goes. Very, very important topic. Can't have chemical weapons being thrown around with abandon. It'll be interesting to see what Trump does.
Well, it's not just that. You know, there very much is an element of a power play between Russia and the United States, especially when it comes to the Middle East. We see it in terms of the negotiations between Israel and her Palestinian neighbors, and we definitely see it in Syria with Assad being backed by Russia and, of course, the United States taking a completely opposing viewpoint. So it's very interesting to watch the power plays in the Middle East. Sometimes it's not interesting. Sometimes it's just plain frightening. But this is the situation as it unfolds at the moment with regards to Syria.
Now, closely related to that, and something that has been causing a bit of confusion, it would seem, in the local media and around the world, Tehran has accused Israel of killing four Iranians in a strike on an airport in Syria yesterday.
Well, what we do know is that there was a strike on the T3 military base, the T4 base in Syria, and Tehran has accused Israel of flagrant aggression and have warned that they will retaliate. So what we also know is that up to date now, seven Iranians have been killed in the strike. One of them was a colonel, and apparently the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Iran have called on all free states not to be indifferent to this flagrant Zionist aggression, saying that this airstrike further complicates situation in Syria, which is very, very rich coming from Iran, seeing that they are using their proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, to fight a war against Israel and against Jews around the world, as well as American interests around the world, and that they appeal to all free states. Well, the last time I looked, in a free state, you didn't hang 17-year-old homosexuals from cranes or persecute a woman for taking off their hijab. I don't know, mate. Benji, that's just me.
Yeah, absolutely. No points for Iran in the game of let's do things nice and democratically. That's for sure.
Yes, and you know, again, there's also those threats to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, which sounds like genocide to me. But, you know, again, Benji, it could be me.
Or running up to Yom HaShoah, their, fake Holocaust cartooning event. as well.
Appalling. Absolutely appalling.
Yeah, where did the Iranians find the enemy, the energy to do this? That's quite crazy. The IDF is also probing a video of a sniper that seems to have shot a Palestinian and laughing. Sasha Starr was covering that in the news. This does seem to be quite a big deal that the IDF is taking seriously. And interesting that it's come out now with this whole issue of the border.
Okay, so I want to clear up some issues around that. And just as an update that we got this morning, yesterday we spoke about the shooting of a journalist in Gaza. It has come out after further investigation that the journalist was a member of Hamas. So we do have it confirmed that Yasser Murtaja, who was the Palestinian journalist who was killed by Israeli soldiers during a Friday's protest, was in fact a member of Hamas. And according to military sources, it is not unusual for members of Hamas to dress up or disguise themselves as journalists on the other side of the border. But yes, video has been making the rounds on WhatsApp, and it shows an IDF sniper who shoots a Palestinian near the border fence, while another, you know, shouts out, "Yes, son of a beep," and celebrates the accuracy of this shoot. Just to clarify rumors that are making their rounds in the media, this is not a video that was shot over the weekend or last weekend in Gaza. This is a couple of months old. Also, we know that the IDF has managed to track down the soldier, and they have cleared him because apparently it was not the sniper. It was, in fact, the cameraman who was not part of the unit that was serving on the border, and he will be facing a disciplinary hearing. And this investigation was conducted by the Military Advocates General Corps, and they will be considering criminal charges. Now, I know that many of our detractors are absolutely celebrating this. They, we know that Shomrei Shtika, which is breaking the silence, and all these kinds of groups are the ones that circulate this kind of footage. And we know that they have a dog in the race, Benji, that they get paid a lot of money for making sure that this kind of footage finds its way into the international media. Now, while I don't condone the incident at all, and I'm glad that we do have the Military Advocate General and other institutions within the IDF, because Israel is a democracy, to court-martial or to discipline our soldiers and those who are around our soldiers, whether or not they are in the same unit. I dare say that there are probably other armies around the world who also don't act so perfectly all the time. And I really, you know, maybe it's just me again, Benji, but I'm very curious as to why the press seem to only focus on any transgressions conducted by Israel's defense forces.
Yeah, absolutely. I do hope that they are able to figure out what is going on in that so that it can be sorted out. Yom HaShoah starting tomorrow night in Israel. Obviously a very important day in the Jewish world in general, but also in Israel specifically, Ro.
It's a very, very important day, and the reason that I chose to speak about it today is because tomorrow, you know, we will be making our preparations for Yom HaShoah, a very, very serious day, a very solemn day. It starts tomorrow night at about 7 o'clock Israeli time. All our restaurants will close. It's a very, very solemn day. All the program on TV and radio will change to reflect program or education about the Holocaust, especially now where levels of anti-Semitism and propaganda are rising to those levels that we saw just before the Second World War. And also because our number of survivors are really, really dwindling. One of the traditions I have in my home is that I light a Yahrzeit candle, a memorial candle, in memory of the 6 million. And on Thursday at 10 o'clock, the siren will wail across the country, and everybody, the trains, the cars, people on the streets, everybody will come to a complete stop for that very, very poignant and heartbreaking minute as we remember our 6 million who perished. It is also a day that is different to the International Day of Commemoration of the Holocaust. It is a day that coincides in the Hebrew calendar with the start of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. And I really appeal to everybody out there to find your own way to commemorate and to mourn the 6 million. And just remember our vow of never again, and also of how important it is, especially now, to teach the next generation to never forget their past.
Yeah, absolutely. Ro, thank you so much for joining us on the line today. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, same time, same place, Benj, and I promise you I do not go on strike or strike anybody ever.
That's what we like to hear. Rolene Marks bringing us the Israel Report.